Schweitzer, Trump was right to fire jobs expert from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. By Breitbart News on August 6, 2025. Experts are on a run of bad luck lately. Climate change predictions, COVID vaccine promises, job statistics, and economic analysis of the effect of the Trump administration's tariffs have failed to improve experts' credibility. What's the problem with the experts? Do they really know what they say they know? Do they know how much they don't know? On their most recent podcast episode, Peter Schweitzer and Eric Eggers of The Drill Down take the experts out to the woodshed. Recently, Trump canned the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Erica McIntyre Furr, claiming she had been incompetent and inaccurate with her monthly estimates of job growth in America. Critics of Trump's move accused him of shooting the messenger, with former Labor Secretary Elaine Zhao defending the professionalism and security of the BLS's survey. Imagine you're in a job and you do the job so terribly that you are off by a massive factor, Schweitzer says. Even before Trump was president, in March of 2024, BLS had to revise by 818,000 the number of jobs that were actually created. During the Biden administration, they overstated the number of jobs in the U.S. economy by 1.18 million. That's approximately 36% of all the new jobs they thought had been created. The problem with the BLS numbers being wrong is that they are one of the key metrics that the Federal Reserve looks at to make decisions about interest rates. Imagine you're an accountant, and your numbers are off by 36%. Imagine you're a plumber performing a plumbing job and your estimates are off by 36% of what needs to be done. Would that not be grounds for consideration to be fired? This is something the expert class has created for themselves, Schweitzer says. They overstate their ability to know things and, when challenged, appeal to their authority, Schweitzer says. There are many other areas where the experts have been fabulously wrong, he notes, such as about climate change or the effectiveness of the COVID vaccine. They told us, if you take this vaccine, you're not going to get COVID or pass it. Which ended up being wrong, he says. The point is, they act with a certainty, not that they're just estimating or guessing based on statistical modeling. They did the same thing on how many potential illegal immigrants had voted. A recent Stanford University-led study that just came out last week says that COVID-19 vaccinations saved about 17 million fewer lives than previously reported, the host said. You ought to have experts, especially in certain areas where it's critical. But this arrogant notion that everybody else needs to shut up and focus on what they have to say and nobody else can have an opinion because they're the experts, needs to go. When you totally flame out later on, people remember that. And what happens is people have a lot less trust in the medical establishment now than they did 5 years ago, Schweitzer says. Regarding Trump's tariffs, experts all said this would be like going back to the 1930s, but the economy remains strong. The chief economic advisor for one of the world's largest insurance companies told CNBC at the time that the risk to the global economy of a major recession would go up 50%. And guess what? It worked. We didn't get the massive recession. We didn't have the economic calamity. The stock market is up massively from where it was when the initial shock occurred and all the experts were panicking everybody. And it's another example where people are less inclined to believe what economists or experts are saying because they're just so blatantly wrong, he says. Climate change, he adds, is yet another area where doom and gloom prophecies from the experts have not panned out. Do you realize how much money the Biden administration spent on climate change? $1 trillion, he notes. In 1998, the UN had a climate change study. And there were questions about whether the state of Florida would have beaches anymore because of such a high level of sea rise. Well, we can report now that, 27 years after that study, there are plenty of beaches. The Trump administration remains skeptical of such old predictions. Last week, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin rescinded the Obama-era endangerment finding that has been justifying EPA's regulations of carbon dioxide as a health hazard. Zeldin explained that the finding was based on bad data from experts, based on the most pessimistic views of a panel of scientists, which never materialized. The good news is that now we can rely on 2025 facts instead of 2009 bad assumptions, he told CNN. For more from Peter Schweitzer, subscribe to the Drill Down podcast.